Good morning, and thank you for coming to my presentation. My name is Shayla Beasley, and I'm an athletic trainer. I would like to thank Dr. Alex Howard, Dr. Carl Maticola, and Dr. Jennifer Howard for helping me do this project. And I have no disclosures. So we know that in this country, the rate of participation in athletics has been steadily increasing. The most recent numbers suggest that there's about 40 million middle school children who participate in organized sport on an annual basis, and it's actually the leading cause of injury for adolescents being an athletic participant. So there are about 4.4 million injuries happening that result in costs as high as $2 billion annually. And so we have seen that sports injuries are actually a public health problem in this population. A lot of research coming from the high school has been used and applied to the middle school populations in terms of trying to make sports safer. However, middle school athletes are different than high school athletes in terms of their skeletal maturity, their motor coordination, and their psychological development, all which could have an effect on injury. So the purpose of the study that I did was to see what the overall rate of injury was across subgroups associated with participation in middle school and high school sports, and then to analyze that data and see if we could find that middle school injury rates were different from the high school injury rates. This was a prospective injury surveillance study. My independent variable was group, so I had a middle school group and a high school group, and my dependent variables were injury rate and injury distribution. This study was done on 889 interscholastic athletes from Fayette County Public Schools in Lexington, Kentucky, and the three sports that we looked at were football, volleyball, and cheerleading. The middle school group was made up of athletes who were in grades 6 through 8, and the high school group was made up of athletes who were in grades 9 through 12. In order to be included in this study, the athletes had to be from Fayette County, and they had to be participating in football, volleyball, or cheer. Athletes who came into Fayette County to participate from other counties could not be included in the study. We did not analyze any numbers on the club teams in Fayette County, which included sports such as middle school wrestling, and we did not look at any spring or winter athletes from Fayette County. The operational definitions that I used for this study: for injury, any sports-related athlete complaint requiring attention from the medical personnel regardless of the time lost from activity. And my exposure definition was one athlete participating in one practice or game. For this specific study, we estimated the exposures. So in order to come up with our exposure calculation, we multiplied the number of practices and games for each team by the number of athletes on the roster. To do the statistical analysis, we used the OpenEPI 3 online software, and we calculated the rate ratios with 95% confidence intervals. Here are the demographics for the two different populations. As you can see, middle school had quite a lot more participants than the high school data. The high school data was based on two different high schools, and the middle school data actually came from 9 middle schools, all from the same county. Here is the overall rate ratio for middle school versus high school sports. We see that we had 167 total injuries for the middle school and 59 injuries for the high school, which resulted in an injury rate of 3.8 injuries per 1,000 exposures for the middle school and 1.8 injuries per 1,000 exposures for our high school athletes. Based on this data, you can see that the rate ratio is significant, as the confidence interval does not include one. So we saw that the middle school rate was greatly more than the high school rate. Here are the rate ratios when we break up the data by sport. We see that in all three cases, for football, volleyball, and for cheerleading, that the rate ratios for middle school to high school were greater than one, which meant that our middle school athletes were getting injured at a higher rate. Here are the rate ratios by sex. We can see that there was no statistical significance when the data was broken up by males and females, meaning middle school males compared to high school males or middle school females compared to high school females. However, within the grade subgroup, we see that the middle school males were injured at a lower rate than the middle school females, and that our high school males were injured at a lower rate than our high school females. Here is the data for head injuries. We see that the middle school rate of injury for head injuries was actually lower than that of high school, and that that was statistically significant. So the data has shown us that the middle school injury rates were greater than the high school injury rates for every sport. And surprisingly, middle school volleyball had the highest injury rate, followed by cheer and football. Originally, in the hypothesis, we thought that football would have the highest injury rate for that age group. And high school football had the highest injury rate, followed by volleyball and cheerleading. This is how the injury rates sound in this study compared to the literature. We see that football is on the low side of the reported numbers. We see that volleyball is on the high side, but it is actually, there was another study done in Kentucky this past year, and they found the exact same injury rate for volleyball of 4.7 injuries per 1,000 exposures. And we see that cheerleading for this study was high when you compare it to the literature for middle school sport. This is how this study's numbers compare to studies done on high school athletes. We see that the football numbers found in this study are low compared to the literature. Volleyball is in the middle, and we see that cheerleading is also in the middle of what has been found. Here are what we could find as far as studies who compared their data to a different population. So if it was a study that looked specifically at middle school athletes, what comparisons did they make to high school athletes, either from the same study or from different studies? So we see that there's very limited data done on football and volleyball for middle school and high school athletes of the same population in the same place. And we see for cheerleading, there are studies that do look at both middle school and high school athletes within the same study, and they found that the middle school cheerleaders had a lower injury rate than the high school cheerleaders, which is opposite what we found in this study. And when we look at studies done on middle school who made comparisons to other high school populations, we see that usually the middle school football injury rate is less than or equal to high school football, which is opposite what we found in this study. And we see that the middle school injury rate is greater than the high school injury rate for volleyball, which is consistent with what we found in this study. And we see that middle school cheerleading injury rate is lower than the high school cheerleading injury rate, which is consistent with this study. Here are some limitations of the study that we performed. Unfortunately, it was only one season long. The study would be a lot stronger if we were able to look at the data over a period of 5 years or 10 years plus. Unfortunately, our data set was incomplete. This study used about 9 different athletic trainers to collect the data, and some of them collected the data in the system a little differently than others, so we were unable to look at the severity of injuries based on the time-lapse data. It was just too incomplete. And we were unable to look at the data on soccer because Lexington only has high school soccer teams that they allow middle school athletes to participate on. So unfortunately, when we looked at the demographic information, not all of the soccer athletes had a grade entered. So we were unable to calculate rates for soccer injuries. Also, we estimated our exposures, which could mean that our exposure numbers were high, therefore lowering our injury rates. And between the athletic trainers, there could be some assessment bias as far as what's an injury and what is not an injury, what counts as an evaluation and what does not count as an evaluation. Future research, it'd be really good to have standardized operational definitions. Just through looking at different studies, there's about four or five different definitions for injury and exposure. So future research needs to really push for standardized operational definitions so that more studies can be compared with each other. Also, regional sampling, so populations that are from the same region can be compared to populations from different regions to see if there's any regional differences in injury. Also, severity markers such as days missed from activity or injuries that require some type of surgical intervention or a certain level of cost would be good to look at for the future in terms of how we can decrease that cost or decrease the severity of injury. And longer duration studies would be perfect for the future.
References. Thank you. Thank you.